Contact alert number 231, courtship interview for July 12th, 2010.
Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, episode 231, with guests from Forge Hub. I am, as always, Dust Storm.
I am G. Lewis with a non-echoey mic.
I'm Brent Gamer.
Also with non-echoey mic.
I'm echoey?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a little echoey. A little bit.
Echoey.
Tad bit.
Just a little bit.
Glorious leader, say Mike Echoey, therefore it's true.
Glorious leader, tell you to shut it.
Can we pass that glorious leader?
Shall we introduce our Forge Hub?
Yes.
Illustrious guests coming down the red carpet right now. Who's first?
Hey, Kenny.
Got the ice cream in there?
So as Greg clearly pointed out, we have guests from Forge Hub today, one being Insane. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
He's not Insane in the Membrane. That's just his name.
No, that's just
his name. Of 54-ness.
He's quite sane. However, his Halo skills are ridiculously insane. Son, don't mess with him. Don't try to touch it.
And we also have Roach.
Hello.
Yeah. I say that right?
Lovely people. Yes, you did. Roach. Thankfully.
We're still undecided whether or not he has an Irish accent.
Has anybody ever seen Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs?
Yes.
Do you remember the guy who's the pilot? Do you remember the cameraman? You sound just like the cameraman.
I love the cameraman. He's like the best character.
You do sound just like the camera.
I'm so confused.
It's like you fly a helicopter thingy. It's like, yeah, I fly a helicopter.
Yeah.
A good time.
Anyways, guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Have we made a good first impression?
Been interesting.
Did you go see the lady?
I don't think we've had you on before, have we?
Nope.
Okay, that's fair.
You might have, like, 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't even remember.
It must have been off with the FUMO, because I don't think it was with us, at least.
Yeah, if it was with us, you'd remember it.
Possibly.
We are totally memorable. We might not be professional or fun to listen to, but if we're anything, we're memorable.
Okay. Greg's being a wimp and going away, so everyone's saying
wow, already?
I told him at 9, I had to leave.
Bye.
Well, if you weren't such a distraction, we would have started earlier. It's not 9 yet, we have 6 minutes.
Bring back alcohol if you decide to come back.
Oh, and there it goes.
Oh, he didn't hear about the alcohol.
We still
don't drink underage kids.
We should have taken shishka to dinner. Even though we were all underage except for Greg.
Yeah.
That would have been funny. But yes. So, back on topic with Forge Hub. You guys are from a site called Forge Hub, apparently. Tell us a little bit about what Forge Hub is and how it got started.
Well, Forge Hub...
You're one of you.
Forge Hub was started in 2007 towards December by a man named TDF, True Dark Fusion, as a place to just post maps and stuff that, you know, him and his friends made. And then gradually it just kind of evolved from there and became a community of people who are constantly posting and featuring maps. And yeah,
Yeah.
Basically a place where you can spotlight your map and have other people comment on it, give you criticism, and join a community of people. It's good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Insane, your take.
Well, I think at the beginning it started out as a map, kind of like a map service, really, for people that were looking for maps. And then by now we're more of a, like, we're still kind of a service where you can still post your map and have people look at it and get some downloads. But I think now we're more of a large community, and we do all kinds of things like screenshots and graphics and pretty much everything by now. So, and we have nearly 50,000 members right now. And not most of those obviously aren't active, but it's a pretty active forum, and there's always stuff happening.
Yeah.
Cool.
Things will get interesting again around Reach as well, so.
Should be good. I'm sure with all the new stuff that's coming out.
Just waiting for Bungie to tell us whatever the new Forge is, and then we'll be happy.
That'll be interesting. So, you guys just deal with forged maps, and you do like custom game types with the maps, or how does that work?
We do the maps, and occasionally you'll have like matching game types, which are posted in the same thread, so that you know there's two links right next to each other, so that people know that it goes with a game type.
Yeah, and, generally, right. If you're creating a game type, you'll have a map or something to go along with it that'll work, like a mini game or something. Yeah, it's not often where you get just people creating game types, and if so, you can just post it anyway, we'll be fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good times.
So, about how long after Halo 3... did you guys kind of start up and with that kind of answer how you guys came up with the idea to just make this site where people could submit stuff and develop stuff with other people's input? Like where that idea came from?
Well, we weren't the part of the original like two people that started it. So they're still like good friends and stuff. They don't really work on the site anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it started around November when they actually started, you know, just like posting whatever they made.
They had on a WordPress blog. Yeah, WordPress.
Yeah. And then, you know, when they had a bunch of subscribers and stuff, they finally figured they'd make a forum, and then we got here.
Yeah, they made a forum in December, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. December.
And then we just kind of worked it from there. With a lot of help from Bungie and some other sites, you know, we got our start in the world. Here we are today.
Okay. So what kind of ties do you have with Bungie, and do they kind of give you help with kind of like hosting these maps, or do they give you like any pointers for anything?
Well, we're obviously the one of, I think, 8 Bungie affiliates, which is really cool. And we've had, you know, fairly good relations with Bungie ever since like January 08, I think. And
yeah.
You know, we've kept in contact with them and made sure that we can.
They give us like the occasional plug on any big event or anything we're doing.
Yeah, obviously the file share system in Halo is way better than almost every other game, especially for the Xbox. And I don't think anything really matches the way you can like share whatever you've made to other people. And that's really what's made us work out, as opposed to, you know, the majority of other games, which just aren't going to work by the amount of work it takes to get your maps to other people.
Yeah. Like, there have been other games that have had awesome map creators, like Far Cry, but there's just no other way to really share it online and create a community around it. That's really how Bungie helps their community, is just they just give us the tools to make it ourselves, you know?
Right. So what are your guys' opinions on the file limits? Like, you can only have 100 items on your Xbox, or you only have, like, 6 or 24 slots, and especially for big forgers. I don't know if you guys are just big forgers or mods, but for other big forgers out there, this kind of, there's this limitation of what they can and can't host. So what's your guys' opinion on that, and do you think Bungie should kind of increase that cap or keep it the same, or...
Well, one of the big announcements in Reach was that they were going to have, they said thousands. Limited. I assume that's something like unlimited amounts of custom slots, which is really exciting because for people that do a lot of customs like myself, we usually have, you know, a bunch of drives that are all full of 100 items each, and we need to switch between them, and it's a huge pain. And you know, just once we have some of those limits removed, it'll be easier to go even farther than when we've gotten already with what limitations we have.
Yeah, it's very handy for map creators to be able to save multiple versions of their maps, and if someone's making, you know, two or three maps at the same time for whatever reason, and that along with whatever custom content they choose to have, it's very tough to be selective about it. So the thousands content limit for Reach is going to be a welcome exception.
Yeah, and also one more thing, the file share system in Reach that they show on the beta, even though it's, you know, wasn't really much because all we had was screenshots then, but you could already see that it's really just, it's like a Bungie.net file share system in the game, which is going to make, you know, like trading files and finding files while you're in the game, like, really easy. And I think that will, well, first off, that'll obviously make our site, you know, grow exponentially, probably even. And it's going to make Halo into, like, a really good customs area if the game follows up.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll make the general populace more aware to forge maps and custom game types.
Yeah. So, I think a big theme for Forge Hub, at least, is racetracks. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of how your community is involved with making racetracks? Because they're really unique on how they're implemented in Halo 3, at least.
Well, we started out when we kind of have like a core group of people who make, you know, a wide variety of maps, and then you have other people who like split out and they make like different types of maps, like aesthetic maps and race maps, obviously. And that's really what we're trying to promote, is, you know, having more groups of different people doing like communities within another community, you know, making their own types of specialized maps and their own types of things. And, you know, they have their own techniques and everything for it. And it's really, it's what makes it, you know, unique, is having so many people doing so many different things in one place that we like. You know, you join Forge Hub and you find yourself falling into a particular spot and you kind of just stay in there. And yeah, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, also, okay. I'm not much of a racer myself, but I know that a lot of people are really excited for the race game type that they've already kind of shown off, that has, you know, like as like speed and custom laps and stuff like that, that will make it much easier to make racetrack maps, apparently. And I think I'm not sure if you saw that, but yeah, apparently like it looks really awesome, at least from what I've seen. And so I think the racing community is also going to kind of explode in once Reach comes out.
Huh.
Yep.
Interesting. That'd be nice.
I think it was in one of their vidocs. I'm not sure where it was, but
there was a whole video on it, actually. I saw it on YouTube, I think.
It was like one of the previews. For the Halo Reach beta, there's a preview of...
Of racing?
Yeah, there was...
Yeah.
Like,
that's right. I remember that. Okay. Yeah. I do remember that one.
There's like a mongoose through Boneyard.
I remember Halo 1 had race built into it.
Yeah, it was really rough. You couldn't really change anything, so
I mean, that's what's going to be good about
that. Yeah, like, there's a lot of indications that they're bringing back a lot of the Halo 1 stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of get the feeling that they want to go back to their roots, if you know what I mean. Because they've said that a lot. Like, and everyone says the Halo 1 is the best Halo ever, you know? So, I mean...
Right.
I guess they just want to go back to that and just take him out of that book. Like, especially when you saw the Blood Gulch video and the whole wide open thing. It kind of reminds you of, like, a Halo 1 campaign level or something. You know? I guess that's what they're trying to capture.
Okay. Cool. let's see. So I know you also do, or at least host, like map competitions for at least like the Running Riot for their stage and stuff, and some other things. Tell us about those.
All right. Well, we just finished a really awesome competition. That the winners haven't been announced. We know the winners, but they haven't been announced yet. Mm-hmm. And we had. You were supposed to remake a map from, I think, a list of like 10 different possibilities. You could choose any map in those games and just remake it as best you could in Forge. And then we were going to grade it, and whoever wins gets a beanbag chair from Sumo Lounge worth $150.
Wow. Cool. Yeah.
And that was very successful. I think we had probably like 30 serious entries, which is a good probably 500 hours of work at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in that one.
Okay.
And we pretty much always have contests going on, you know, quite often with really awesome prizes like that. We have some even better stuff coming in the future for Reach.
Nice.
Yeah, there's usually something going on somewhere. Like, we have like graphics and arts community, and we have contests going on for them. We recently had one where we created a controller,
mm-hmm.
and in Photoshop, and they would make the controller, and it would become one of their products. And that was very interesting.
Yes, and then you got that controller for free. That was
controller for free.
That was from createacontroller.com. Yeah,
that's cool.
So, yeah, they even have a Forge Hub special controller on that site. If you look at it, very, really cool. Actually, I'll probably be buying one myself.
Okay.
Tab the two pricey.
So, since you guys do a lot of the custom map stuff, how closely tied are you in with MLG, or do they kind of talk with you on making maps, or are you kind of left out of that? Like, do you have any relation with MLG?
I know we have a couple of members who are like prominent MLG map makers who post their maps on Forge Hub, and we also have like another niche in the community that make their own MLG maps, and they also post them on the MLG forums. They kind of have like their separate forum for their own maps where they look at that. So I mean, most of the time it's just them posting it on Forge Hub as well as MLG. But as far as official maps go, like outlines or anything, we don't really have any say in that.
Yeah. I think our MLG section is kind of lacking, I guess, in comparison to our other ones. I mean, it's still pretty decent, and we have some really good members there, like Fritzer, who made Amplified, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, we have some connection to MLG. But I guess it could be better. We have a bunch of guys that are really into MLG, and we play together a bunch.
I mean, MLG has like a really active map forum over there, so it's kind of their own specified thing. So if you want to go make MLG maps, generally people gravitate towards the MLG forum, and if they want to post it on Forge Hub, you know, they're open to do it.
Okay. Very cool. I just had another question. I forgot about it. Okay, that was it. So how did you guys get involved with Forge Up? I know you guys said you weren't there at the beginning, but how did you kind of get interested in now your mods for a very prestigious community in the Halo realm?
Well, I don't know about insane, but I joined in February of 2008 after I saw a couple of maps posted by True Dark Fusion and the Avi Mayan, like minigame maps and stuff, because they had a link in the description to Forge Hub, so I decided to check it out. And then I just kind of became a member and went from there. And yeah. So it was a cool community. So.
Okay. And I think I found Forge Hub in right near the beginning when it was still a blog, and I was pretty active on the blog. I wasn't a part of the actual site. And then once it became a forum, I joined on the first day. And since then, I got to moderator and then administrator. And that's where I am right now.
And do you guys do any of your own forging? Or is it mainly kind of...
I do a little. I know Roach doesn't.
Yeah. Anything significant that you guys would like to share, or?
I had one of the maps on the waypoint, the new waypoint video that was on the 7th, or Bungie Day. We had seven or eight maps that were just had the 343 guys that videoed it and put it up
made
on
a
there.
Montage.
Yeah. And yeah, one of them was mine, and they're all overall really good maps. Worth checking out that video.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Waypoint right now, so if anyone wants to go check it out, it's a good watch.
Very nice. Well, we do have a couple of submissions where people have submitted their own stuff in. We have very few. So we can go through a couple of those if you guys would like.
Okay.
One more thing, though, before we start, is maybe you don't know all of them. So out of all the maps you've seen on your forums, which one is your favorite or do you like the most? Or kind of if you don't have one specifically, what kind of author or collection of Forge maps
those are always
you guys like?
Tough questions when people ask for like your favorite or your top maps because there's so many maps.
Yeah, I know.
I think my favorite might be Tremors, which is a really old Halo 2 game type. And it was one of the first features that I think True Dark did, and moved it to Halo 3 on Valhalla. And it's really fun. We usually play it, whenever we have game nights, I usually play it at least 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
I have no idea. In general, I like to play competitive maps, so I generally stick around like the MLG and competitive section of Forge Hub, but it's really hard to think of one in particular, honestly. There's thousands. I like the MLG maps, the Amplified and stuff like that. They're good. Probably one of my favorite ones.
Okay. Fair enough. I know that's kind of a hard question for you guys, so I don't know if Keith asked you that or not, but I figured I might give it a try.
Yeah, Keith asked me in shock that, and then we had a pretty much an awkward moment, and we couldn't think of anything really for a while until we
decided on something. Hilarious to watch, I gotta say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get on to a couple of submissions that we have received from the community. If you guys want to I'm going to delete the second one here because that's just kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
I really like the new Google Docs. That was pretty cool. Never before have we been able to just automatically lose a submission.
I can see you deleting things in real time.
It's like, goodbye. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Poor guy.
Like Google Wave functionality without the lag. It's amazing.
Yeah. So if each of you guys want to read one of the submissions that we have.
Okay.
If you want. If not, read them.
So just read it out for them?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's from T-Bone 110. Uh-huh. This is T-Bone 110, the tastiest steak of Podtacular. I have no clue when the next Hoslems and Creation show is, but I guess I will write this now. I've just finished working on a new map and edited an old one of mine. The map is called Elevation, and as the name hints, it involves a lot of going up and down. The biggest part of the map is a large rectangle room with very large walls. Most of the action involves jumping from column to column to the top or bottom, or you could just take the spiral stairs and other means of vertical travel tasty. In the middle of the room is a sword to create lunging madness in the middle of all the vertical combat. The other map I finished is Updraft Ultimate Edition. Basically, it's a Guardian-style map made for free-for-all. I can't think of anything to say about it. Yeah, it's shiny. If you want to play any of these maps, hit up my file share by looking for T-Bone110 on Bungie.net or hit me up on Halo. P.S. Brent, you are my favorite host. P.S.S. Get bent.
Get bent.
Get bent.
Get bent.
Get bent.
I think that might be a reference from our Decade of Games show when I was talking about Persona 3.
Oh, yeah.
Or Persona 4, rather. Yeah, when I was watching Giant Bombs and Persona 4 Endurance Run, that was always a big in-joke because one of the characters, Kanji, he always says, "Get bent!" for absolutely no reason. He just gets really uptight and screams that out. So that was a really obscure reference. Good job, T-Bone.
Yeah.
Well, granted, that submission was quite old, so...
Yeah. So it might be from our decade.
Yeah, it might be. Around that time.
He submitted it the day after that podcast.
I don't know. This is from a while ago.
Cool guy.
Do you guys get like a lot of like remakes from like other games or older Halo games?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was the last contest, as I mentioned, was all other games, and that was a good amount of remakes. And then the contest before that this one was based off, which was, do you remember what it's called? Forgotten Treasures.
Forgotten Treasures, it. Yeah.
Then that one, you had to remake a map from Halo 2 or Halo 1. So we have a whole bunch of, we have at least one remake of, I think, every Halo map ever made.
With the exception of the massive ones and impossible ones.
Yeah.
Though I've seen a few attempts.
Yeah, I've seen attempts, but none of those, I don't really count any of those because they, yeah.
They're,
but yeah, you know, more than enough remakes of Wizard or Foundation and
right.
All the great old ones, hang them high.
So, we actually played one of those when we played Bungie in their home day, didn't we? We played a remake of
Cold Storage, whatever it was called.
Whatever map Cold
Storage was out.
Well, yeah.
I do remember they made a Hang 'em High and a Foundation remake for the bottom bit of Sandbox.
Yeah, there's a lot of Hang 'em High remakes.
Yeah.
Or a lot of those specific maps because, I don't know, I guess a lot of people like those maps and they're doable, so.
Yeah. I ended up making a Chiron remake on Foundry like a long time ago.
Oh man, that map is so confusing. Someone actually recently, I was recently showed a Chiron remake, and it was the weirdest game of Halo 3 I've ever played. Competitively, it was just kind of walking through teleporters and getting lost, and it was fairly well accurate, actually, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Good map.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who it was by so I could plug it.
I'll have to go see if I can find it.
Like during the show, like right now?
Well, I mean,
what did Andy Rooney tell you about Dead Air, Dustin?
No, I'm going to look at it later. I'm not going to do it now.
Do it now.
No. No. Okay, Insane, you want to take the next one?
You mean that, like, giant paragraph?
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you want...
the epic tome. I can do it if you need me to.
Yeah,
I'm used to reading epic tomes, so that's kind of my deal. But we enjoy the guests reading.
Can you do it in an Australian accent?
Probably not. Not without my voice cracking.
It could probably start out and then just lose it.
That's my mom just dropped!
I have to admit, that'd be entertaining.
That's the only reason.
Okay, so in an Australian accent, or is that the one you want?
Yes.
Go with the Irish, mate.
Irish works.
I can't do Irish at all. Seriously. All right. I guess we're going with Australian. Dragon Slayer 614 says, "Hey, Partagula, this is Dragon Slayer 614, though you may remember me as Rakanov. I'm a long-time listener, started at episode 136 and an occasional submitter. I've been working on a map on Sandtrap that's coming along pretty well now. I haven't thought of a name yet, but it's basically a UNSC base on the ground level with a ship in the sky, and in the underground level there's an excavation site of old alien ruins, buildings and stuff like that. This map is going to be for Infection once it's finished, though I did clear all the game type objects, so it could be for any. With the zombies starting in the excavation site, and a human starting in the ship... Do what?
What?
What? What? Somebody said something. Somebody interrupted my monologue.
I was enjoying that.
My mic
you
was
were enjoying my monologue?
I was
Please
enjoying
continue.
It, too.
It was enjoyable. I said something about zombies. If you want to interject about zombies, go ahead. I was just waiting.
Zombies are nice.
Yeah, zombies are cool. They're in too many games. I don't know either.
Because this is thriller.
Talking about
make
zombies,
a game
yeah.
based on that movie, or music video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
do they?
No, they yeah. should.
And
didn't they have a Michael Jackson game?
Yeah, but it was called Moonwalker, and it sucked. Moonwalker.
Jim no. It was based off the movie.
Leave it alone.
Leave Michael Jackson alone, he's dead! Anyway, where were we?
Zombies.
Okay, zombies. There are teleporters that allow travel between the three locations, so the humans will have to guard every teleporter. There are warthogs and mongoose in the excavation site, and at the base there are scorpions, hornets, and other human vehicles. There are no weapons at the excavation site, so the humans should stop by the base to pick up some good weaponry, because the ship only has shotguns, assault rifles, magnums, and SMGs. But there's one machine gun turret in the main hangar bay, along with one hornet and a hornet transport. The base, on the other hand, has snipers, rocket launches, and all other human weapons, along with the rocket pods and machine gun turrets. The map is still in the works, so hopefully it'll be done by the end of the year. Keep on fragging trucks, and shoutouts to my buddy State Enemy and Drunk Sniper 08 for helping out on the map. Fumo Jive, even though he still hasn't accepted my friend request. JVB, all the guys at Podtacular. Sorry, too many names to remember. Good job with the podcast, and keep up the good work. Thanks for lying, Dragon Slayer 614. We're not doing a good job. P.S. Sorry, I won't be able to help out. Sorry, I won't be able to listen for a while, but I'm joining the army and going to basic training in a few months. Hoorah, Podtacular.
Wow.
Hoorah!
Navy Marine.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
He's joined the Navy. Navy's better.
I know.
In the Navy.
Exactly.
Just better because of the song.
I've always wanted to just be on a Navy ship and just break out in song.
I think
they should all unify under YMCA.
No, it's called the Y now.
I know, but the Navy has the Village People song in the Navy, so they should just all unify under YMCA.
The name's the Y. You have to respect that.
Oh.
Yep.
No, I refuse to respect it. I refuse to respect it. They have to respect the song.
Well, they can't, because they're the Y now.
in the movie.
They have no relation to the song.
What are they? Are they? They're just young now.
Yep.
How in the hell are they like?
They're the Y. Cool Y.
In other news, the NAACP has decided to change its name to just P. It was too discriminatory, you know. I mean, it's...
Good time.
Oh, boy. So, yeah.
Dragon.
That was all the submissions we had.
What's T-Bone? Cool guys.
T-Bone and Dragon Slayer. So thank you for submitting something that we can
like. Did T-Bone submit his like 3 months ago, though, or whatever? Well,
Dragon Slayer Dragon Slayer actually submitted his two days ago. So
yeah, maybe so.
Dragon Slayer is a real fan.
Yes, he is.
Hey, he's the real fan.
He's going to join the army.
He's going to join the young and the restless.
The why?
I would accept that. I would accept the change from Young Men's Christian Association over to Young and Restless Association.
YRA.
Yeah, Young and the Restless, rather.
That actually rolls off the tongue pretty well.
That's one letter right from the
YRA. TV show. Right?
What?
That is a TV show. Yeah, it's a TV show. They soap opera.
What? That's just new to
you
me.
Didn't know. It's older than you are, I guarantee.
They don't have good TV in third world countries.
I'm so
not a third world country.
Great TV if you have Young and Restless.
You live in Detroit.
I do.
Detroit, Rock City.
Third world county.
I've always wondered, do they overplay that song in Detroit?
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes.
That's sad.
They overplay every song that has the word Detroit in it.
You wake up every morning, you're like, get up, everybody's gonna leave that seat.
Oh. That's
because they don't play good music in third world countries.
Detroit's a third world country now.
Yeah.
First I drink, then I smoke.
You're more likely to get stabbed in Detroit than you are in Ireland, so I'm calling it a third world country.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh boy, this is derailing quickly.
I thought it was going quite well.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
You're doing well. We didn't have much of a derail for the past few episodes, mainly because
Grant mission accomplished.
I stayed quiet during the interview. I stayed quiet during this interview too.
Yeah, so you did. Yeah, you did.
Should. That's a conscious decision on my part, you know, to keep the show going.
Yeah, more or less, it's just you using your mic and you're just walking out in the background.
I've been playing Orb Flip in Pokemon Soul Silver.
Playing what? Voltorb Flip. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They took out the slot machines because.
I know.
Yeah, that sucks. Apparently Americans are adverse to, you know, gambling, despite the fact that Las Vegas is the gambling capital of America. Actually, there's another gambling capital of the world. I was about to say world, but it's somewhere else.
As if they're afraid of Americans getting addicted to Pokemon.
Yeah. They're afraid that the Las Vegas and Pokemon demographics are going to overlap. So they took out the slot machines.
Just
and they're already addicted to wasting their money in Las Vegas. We can't have them addicted to Pokemans.
Where they can waste fake money.
Giant banner outside Circus right now.
Yeah,
better wasting fake money.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil looks like a waste of real money. And that show plays in Las Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
Would you go see Cirque du Soleil if you had the chance, Dustin? Would you pay to see that?
No. The only chance I'd probably go see it is if... And when I get a girlfriend, that she makes me go see it.
Oh. So never?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry. That
was mean.
What I meant was Dustin's never going to have a girlfriend that likes Cirque du Soleil. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant... Never mind.
Oh. Oh, I didn't see it that way. Yeah, that would have been me.
I'm not outing Dustin on the podcast.
Thank you, Brent.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
I'm going to wait for next episode to do
that. We don't even have anything lined up for next episode yet.
I'm saying, man, the Pokemon Season 1 voice actors.
Just interview us again.
If I get one, if I can contact one, will you let them come on the show?
Yes. If you manage to miraculously pull it off, I will let you do it.
I'd
the problem with voice actors seems like they would want you to pay to come on the show, you know, because their entire job is talking.
You are using their voice. That's true.
So I would be using their voice.
Yeah.
We let them use our podcast for their demo reel.
Well, you just have like a Pikachu just kind of on the show, just like Pikachu. An Australian Pikachu.
Yeah. Pikachu, use a Thunderbolt!
Dodge, yeah, and then he's running.
Keep Steve Irwin away from any man team.
I know that's not like too early. I know he's been gone for a while, but still, Steve Irwin was awesome.
He was a good guy. Yeah.
Crikey! Look at the size of him.
Somewhere in Australia, they just like threw their iPads down, or you know, in anger.
Like I didn't even have iPads back then.
No, I'm saying like right now, they're like listening to our show on their iPad, and they're like, "Damn it! How dare they make fun of Steve Irwin?" I like this show, but I just can't handle it when they, you know, making fun of my Steve Irwin. He's a national treasure. All right.
Was a national treasure.
Oh.
Steve Irwin's death is like on 9/11, all right? It's
completely different. That's a low blow.
Yeah, no, that was the lowest blow I could possibly think of. It's like I take the Steve Irwin joke and then I elevate it, or rather make it descend one extra level, you know? It's like if you thought the Steve Irwin joke was
Dante's Inferno for Steve Irwin.
If you thought that joke was in bad taste, just wait until I reference 9/11.
Just when you thought our standards couldn't get any lower? 9/11 joke.
Yeah. 9/11. Next show, we're going to be making fun of Holocaust victims.
What you talking about, Willis?
Speaking of Holocaust victims, Roman Polanski's free now. Did you hear about that?
Who?
Not
Roman Polanski, he's a 77-year-old movie director who in 1977 had sex with a 13-year-old girl by getting her drunk off of champagne and then sodomizing her. And like he somehow escaped conviction. So he ran to Switzerland, and now Switzerland like refused to extradite him to the U.S., and now Switzerland's saying that they're never going to extradite him, so he's basically a free man.
Holy shit, he ran to Switzerland?
They need to make a movie about that guy, because that's an awesome life.
Yeah, so he was a Holocaust victim, then he became a multi-million-dollar director, then he raped a 13-year-old girl, ran off to Switzerland, and now he's a free man.
That's just wrong.
That's the best. He's a
I can get any 13-year-old snatch I want.
Just man, we almost
take that. No. Mark that off. Mark that so that we can use that to convict. Was that Roach?
That was Roach.
Oh, yeah.
You can't convict him, though, because he lives in a third world country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Over there, they marry him off at 13 and die at 34, right? It's like the old West.
Oh, yeah.
The old West.
It's like the old West over here. You get married at 12 and then you die at 24. It's
the old West.
Or you have your
saying you want to marry a 12-year-old
feelers.
No, I'm not saying I want to marry a 12-year-old. You said that you could get any
13-year-old
that you ever wanted.
I have a recording of you saying, I want to marry a 12-year-old.
I do. If I was 12, I would want to marry a 12-year-old. But I'm not 12.
Why would you want to get married at 12?
Why do you want to get 13-year-old snatch? I mean, we need to move on them.
Yeah, this is getting awkward.
Just take that out of the podcast, Dustin.
Okay.
No,
use that audio magic.
Audio magic?
use that audio magic to just delete this entire portion of this.
Like the magic of television, except not.
Yeah, like auto-tune for podcasting.
You could all sound like T-Pain.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just do a whole podcast with auto-tune.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be. I don't even know where to do auto-tune with Audacity, so.
All you need to do is plug in the already done podcast into I Am T-Pain on your iPod, and then.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it otherwise.
I Am T-Pain! Here on Patacular!
Speaking of auto-tune, have you guys seen that video of the guy that sees the double rainbow when he's out
on
the
hunt? And now G. Lewis is on his Xbox.
What?
He just signed into Xbox! Maybe it's
apparently we weren't good enough for him.
Maybe it's his
grandma. It's his grandma.
Rainbow.
We're all friends.
Oh. But say if it was grandma.
Yes.
One awesome grandma.
Grandma's playing Halo 3 again.
Crazy grandma.
Yeah, it's probably his girlfriend because it's Netflix.
Oh, yeah, because obviously guys don't watch, you know, television or movies.
Obviously.
Obviously. This is the most sexist podcast on the face of the earth, and it's all dust.
Most offensive podcast of all time.
And they're not going to hear a single word of this.
Nobody will. No. That's the point. We can get away with anything because no one listens to the show.
Oh, great.
We can be as intolerant as we want.
I think that's saved for Strictly Confidential, but...
Yeah. Ironically, we don't save it for that. Like, on Strictly Confidential, we never drop any F-bombs. So, save for you. You actually drop them more than I do on Strictly Confidential.
Yeah, because I'm not afraid of them anymore. I can let loose some just stupid things that go out there.
Yes.
Strictly Confidential is our unreleased podcast that we do. That completely
unrated, unreleased.
Unrated,
unknown to anyone in the world.
That's crazy, man.
We're going through the 7 demo podcasts that we were advised by Rooster Teeth to attempt before going through with production.
We got to do 6 episodes before we start. And it's not looking good so far, so. Got to get to work.
Goodbye.
Shazam.
So they were doing this podcast thing before. What happened to that?
What about podcasts?
What podcast? Huh? What you talking about, Willis?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Gary Coleman's dead.
You guys are so offensive.
Okay, that was too soon.
To be fair, Gary Coleman's entire life was a joke.
You just called a dead man's entire life a joke on a public podcast.
He didn't even have a funeral. Like, I will have a funeral. Gary Coleman didn't even have one.
And no one will attend. Because you've already offended
Dustin
people.
I'll attend.
Will you attend?
Sure.
Okay.
If I'm not...
Dustin and his husband will be the first people that I invite to my funeral.
That'd be a
fun
funeral.
You just say me and my husband? What are you getting at here, Brent?
I'm just saying, in the next 15 years, I totally expect gay marriage to be legalized in America. That's all I'm saying. And hopefully I'll die.
No, you're saying I'm gay.
Oh.
I'm implying it.
That's a really low blow, Brent.
I'm joking.
Wait, what are we on, the like 6th circle of hell now?
I'm trying to... No, that's at...
Is that 5?
I think homosexuality was a...
Is that a circle?
I don't know. I don't know the damn circles of hell. I didn't read Dante's Inferno.
You should, because you're going through all of them.
Right now, I'm trying to be as offensive as possible. I've offended homosexuals. I've offended Gary Coleman fans. I've offended Australians. I've offended...
Billy Mays is dead.
I've offended... And they still play his commercials.
Yeah,
that freaks me out just seeing him on TV and knowing he's dead. He's pimping out like
the My product is so good. I came back from the grave.
Oh boy, I just remember the South Park episodes about him.
Well, the worst part was knowing that he was on crack the whole time.
Yeah, but that's what made him so awesome.
That's yeah.
Honestly, it's not surprising. It's only surprising when you see a celebrity who isn't on crack. So you assume they're all on crack, and then when you find out they're not on crack, that's when you're surprised.
Well, actually, they're all on cocaine. They all snort cocaine. We know that much. But it's surprising when they smoke crack, and there is a difference. Crack is cooked. Crack is cocaine cooked with baking powder.
I like how you know that so much.
I do. I have.
That's a little freaky.
It is. So it's a deal with the pH balance chemicals. The baking soda causes the cocaine to become.
So I can assume you're another celebrity on crack, then, yeah.
No.
No.
I'm just on crack.
Okay.
Minus the celebrity.
Oh, no. Talking about celebrities, Lindsay Lohan's going to jail, but I bet she's out in 10 days. What do you bet?
The Rooster Teeth guy said 30 days. Or whatever half the sentence was.
Yeah.
I hope she dies.
That's nice.
I don't like her. I already know.
Get run over. Apparently, yeah, like, she had fuck you painted on her nails in court.
She's just so
in
stupid.
Court?
Like,
yeah, in court. According to the drunk tank, and there's our drunk tank plug again.
Yeah.
They seriously just give us like a compensation or a commission for plugging their podcast almost every time.
I want to get out of my
like a drunk tank. Letter.
Drunk tank.
We're talking about our podcast on your shitty show. You're making us look bad.
Okay.
Brittany Murphy's dead too.
Who?
Brittany Murphy. She was an actress.
No idea who it is. I'm horrible with actor and actress names anyways, so.
I miss Brittany Murphy.
Or celebrities, and for that fact.
Did you say magnet?
What?
That's
fact.
Fact?
Fact.
Fact?
Yes.
What are the facts, Dustin?
The facts are that this podcast is almost over.
Thank God.
Hey now.
No, actually I'm just glad that we had, you know, somebody important come on the show for once. We've actually had a string of highly important individuals.
Yeah, we have.
Guest hosts. We've got Zane Roach.
The important people? Oh,
we had Bernie CM Near, BS Angel, Keith from the Running Riot.
Yeah, we need to get Keaton and Heidi McBloggy on the same show.
Oh, we should.
That'd be cool.
Oh, we should.
Because those were my two favorite ones, mostly they laughed at my jokes.
Oh, we should totally do
I made jokes and Bernie just kind of like shrugged them off, like, and I was like, I failed, I'm not funny.
He's like a comedian.
It's like his job, and I'm like, please laugh. Please laugh at the jokes.
Poor Brent.
It's like the podcast was ending and I had like a 6.45 mag up to my head. I was like, it's time to end it.
But then there's your brush with fame with Shishka and your dating sim.
Oh yeah, that is like we did an interview with Shishka out at MLG Dallas last year, and they were all giving out their legitimate interview questions like, what's ODST gonna be like that. And I got the last question in. Or I think it was the last question. It was near the end.
Yeah, it was.
I asked him, I asked Shishka what a Halo dating sim on the DS would be like. And then he like legitimately answered like what it would be like. He's like, well, Bungie has a high quality, you know, when we go into making games. Like, first of all, it wouldn't be on the Nintendo DS. We would want to do it in HD. And then, you know, we'd have to refer back to the canon Bible to make sure that everything was within the realm of, you know, Halo canon. So like, I was like, wow.
Captain Keys.
Good job.
Type it so.
Commander Miranda Keys.
And Cortana.
Cortana's a hologram.
Are you into that kind of
thing? There's potential, though.
That's like the future equivalent of like a hentai fan. Is somebody that's into, you know, holograms like Cortana.
That'd be interesting.
Come to think of it, Master Chief might be the most famous hentai fan of all time.
Of all time.
All time.
Of all time.
I mean, his entire love story is based around a, you know, a not real, you know.
Well, I mean, there's a depiction.
It's a depiction of a female that isn't real.
Yeah,
it's an artificial intelligence, which, I mean, there can be a lot.
Well, I mean, there's AI in dating sims. It's like if I pick fuck you, she's going to be like, I don't want to sleep with you. If I pick, you know, love you, she's like, I want to sleep with you. That's artificial intelligence.
It's kind of pre-programmed, though.
That's totally how it works in real life.
I mean, the AIs in Halo are based off of a real flesh and body person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, brain cloning. Flash cloning of the brain.
You've done research.
I have. Who did we talk about that with? Somebody that did, like, Halo canon.
Is that a Joseph?
No, it was somebody else. Aww. We did it.
No one else counts.
Wait, it might
have been Keet, maybe. I don't know. I don't think it was.
What were we talking about?
I think we were talking to Keet about fan fiction, and we were talking about the flash cloning of Dr. Halsey's brain. And
yeah, she's Cortana.
Yeah. So basically,
Cortana.
Master Chief is in love with Dr. Halsey, who raised him as a child. So he's in love with his mother.
Master Chief is in love with his mother figure.
He has a damn Oedipus complex. That's it. He has an Oedipus complex.
So that's why he's fighting so hard to kill the Covenant. He's trying to impress
Cortana. That's right. He is fighting hard. That's why the Mjolnir Mark VI had to have an, you know, enhanced codpiece.
Oh, jeez.
He has a zipper on the bottom of it, too. I always wondered why that was there.
you hear Cortana's voice, and just you hear this metal plink. Just, plink! What it is. Like that episode of Family Guy, when they're all standing outside at the Renaissance Fair, and they're in their, like, suits of armor, and the maiden of honor walks down on her horse, and all the guys like get erections. You hear the metal plinks go down, and they get down to I can't even remember the nerdy guy's name that owns the pharmacy, and like he can't get it up, so he goes plink. He makes a sound with his mouth. Oh, I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time because the show sucks now, but at one time it was okay when I was young and stupid.
Those were the days.
Those were the days, and you knew where you were then. Boys were boys, or girls were girls, and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare stamps. Everybody pulled his way. Gee, our old LaSalle ran great. Those were the days. Okay. That was the All in the Family theme song, by the way, in case you.
That was beautiful.
Archie Bunker did that.
Actually, I changed my mind. Quit your day job.
He doesn't have a day job.
I'm going to quit my day job to sing show tunes. It's going to be sweet.
Get a day job, then quit it. Get another day.
I'm gonna go to bars that have karaoke nights and just sing show theme songs. All I take tips, everybody. That's how I live. I take drinks, too.
They don't pay me. I just come over here and tell
my... This is Malibu banana shots my way, buddy.
Oh, God.
Next up, we're singing the Family Matters theme.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. Singing the Full House theme.
Oh, jeez.
Whatever happened to predictability? Milkman.
The song at the end of the Pokemon series.
Don't interrupt my Full House theme song.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, thanks guys for listening into this very short episode of Podtacular. And we want to thank Insane and Roche again for coming on the show and talking to us a little bit about 4chub. And thank you guys again for coming on and dealing with the insanity.
Thanks for dealing with me, guys.
No problem. It's been unbearable.
It's been unbearable? Is that what you said?
People should get like commendations for going onto a podcast with me and putting up with me for, you know, 3 or 4 hours it takes to record.
Now we've only been at this for
1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We present the Congressional Medal of Honor to Insane 54 for putting up with Brent for more than 2 minutes.
You've done your country proud.
You've done Detroit proud.
Yeah, well, that's not very hard to do.
Maybe now we can get our gross domestic product over $500.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, man, Detroit's its own country. And it makes its money solely off of, like, royalties pulled in from Detroit Rock City playings on the radio. Like, every time someone drives down in their 87 Firebird singing, "Get up, everybody, go to hell!" Detroit gets another $2.
I see.
Oh, gosh.
Third world country.
I wonder what it'd be like for Alabama then.
Every time someone hears "Sweet Home Alabama," someone in Alabama's getting a nickel.
Maybe that's how government should start getting their government funds. Is every time that you hear a song, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, then they change the lyrics in the songs. They wouldn't have to give them royalties. Be like "Sweet Home Alabama" or something.
California love, down 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 down.
Oh, jeez!
Every time someone hears a "New York State of Mind," they have to get Beyonce.
They'd be like "Old York State of Mind" or something.
I think it's "Empire State of Mind," maybe.
What
is the song "Empire State of Mind" or "New York State of Mind"?
That's the "New York State of Mind," but. But they would change it so they wouldn't have to pay New York State royalties.
I know that there was a song called "New York State of Mind." Maybe that was like a Neil Diamond song or something. I think "Empire State of Mind" is the Jay-Z song.
Yeah,
the one that people actually care about now. I hear it all the time on the CBS Early Show. They play it, but they don't play Jay-Z. They just play Beyonce singing, you know. If you're Roman Polanski, Lansky, going after 13-year-olds, got my $1 million going off to Switzerland.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
That's my Jay-Z impersonation. Long live the world train. Like, Greg can do it better.
Yeah, he could. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the 4chub interview, episode 231. We have been here with Insane and Roach. Thank you guys again for coming and dealing with Brent.
Thank you for having us, I think.
Thank you for having us, Brent.
Thank you. And thank you, the listener, if you're still listening. If you're not listening,
They're probably lost in translation right now.
It's quite an achievement you've earned to get this far.
Yeah. You quit 15 minutes in, started listening to the drunk tank.
There we go again.
Nobody laughed because it's proof.
Where's the drunk tank? Come on. Where's the commission?
Yeah.
Okay, doing some official stuff here. Sending your comments, questions, and submissions to submissions@podtiger.com. We haven't done that in a while, so we'll be opening submission lines a lot closer to reach.
But,
yeah, we didn't get any for this show, even though we asked for them. But I'm hoping when Reach comes around, we'll actually get more. Our show is community-centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. Watch podtiger.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for the next show whenever it is, since it might not be next week.
Speaking about the Podtacular community, you need to go into the forums, sign up for the forums, and become an active member there, because I need people to post in my Pokemon Anime Endurance Run thread that is in the open discussion board.
That will soon be stickied.
Actually, it was stickied for a while, and then it got unstickied because I changed up the format. Originally, I had it to where I would watch 2 episodes a day, and then I would review them. So I had to do a review for each episode, and I ended up writing about 1,700 words a day. So after about 3 days, I'm like, nope, can't do this anymore. So now I'm only doing like weekly updates on Sundays, maybe Wednesday if I get bored.
We can make like a different section on the homepage. I mean, we can do it.
Oh, I guess I didn't plug my Anime Endurance Run. Yeah, so I'm watching.
You just did it.
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't explain it. I'm watching every single episode of the Pokemon anime ever created up until the point to where I no longer have an English dub episode to watch, because they will keep producing them while I'm doing the Endurance Run. I'm watching 2 a day, so I did some crazy calculations that are probably incorrect, and I think that it'll be around episode 700 that I will finish.
Wow.
You think I'm joking? There are
that.
So.
Yeah, he's going all out on this.
I'm crazy.
I have the utmost confidence in you. You should hire a team to just watch Pokemon.
Yeah. What happened in episode 14? Give me a 1,700 word report. Okay, so Ash got a Bulbasaur in this episode, but the Bulbasaur was like, he didn't want to leave with Ash because he had some other to do in the village. But, like, Ash did some crazy stuff. He stopped Team Rocket. So Bulbasaur said, okay, I want to go with Ash. So he went with Ash, and now they're on the move to Vermilion City.
Clancy, where's my review of episode 24? Right now!
Here's your piece of cornbread for the day, plebeian! Thank you, Master.
Please. And all this was basically a spawn off of us talking about Pokemon just about every podcast for, like, 2 months.
That's because I love Pokemon.
Are you like, oh,
by the way,
I don't know if we're going to do that. Are we still going to do the Goldenrod?
If we can get some people that actually know about Pokemon on the show. I mean, obviously, we're obviously going to co-host, Dustin and I. But we need to get some people from Bulbapedia. I need to contact
or side voice
actors.
You should send an email to Lionheart and see if he knows the name.
Yeah.
Do you have a Pokemon enthusiast over at 4chub?
We know a guy who owns a server of Bulba Garden. Funny because I confronted I figured out about it, and then I told him saying it. I told him not to tell him in case he, you know, didn't want me to know. So
didn't want you to know that he owned Bulba Garden, like it's a secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know.
It's like pouring under his bed or something. Like
yeah,
I run a Pokemon website when nobody's looking.
That's pretty much what it was, to be honest.
And so Insane goes straight to Lionheart and tells him that I told him about it. So he goes to my profile on 4chub and changes everything to Pikachu, my avatar. Everything, my custom tile, like my signature, all Pikachu.
Wait, did he change his name to Rotom? Is that me?
Oh, that was you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Lionheart's a cool guy. You guys should hook up with him.
See, the problem, though, is that I don't know enough about Pokemon, and I feel like I would have an inferiority complex.
You're watching 700 episodes of Pokemon.
I know, but I'm not into the competitive scene. Like, I never played Diamond or Pearl, so I kind of skipped that one.
I skipped it, too.
I skipped it.
I played all the other generations.
I finally figured it out. I figured out why I don't like the new Pokemon, or at least their aesthetic. Like, They have like one extra color that they don't need. Like back in the Game Boy days, due to technology restrictions on the original Game Boy, they could only be like 2 colors. It's like
a block of pixels, like
and like 2 cut like one color and then black or white.
Yeah.
So I mean, like you have like a Raichu, which is like orange and then black and white. You have Pikachu as a yellow, black and white.
It's like a big blob of yellow in the middle, and then just kind of black squares everywhere else around them.
But the new Pokemon have like one extra color that just doesn't make sense. Like they just threw it in there because they thought it would look cool. I don't know.
So they can get more in fairness, money, maybe?
After creating so many
more colors
people,
means
like,
more money!
Yeah, it really does.
That's how it works in the video game industry.
But we'll have to pay royalties to the color red and blue. What are we doing?
Oh, boy. Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com. While you're there, come drop a line in the forums, like Brent already mentioned.
Please do it.
Get involved.
Please do it. Get involved in my Pokemon thread.
And Greg's actually working up the pro plan, and we will be making a tournament announcement here very soon.
Yeah.
Ooh. Exciting.
You seem so enthused. Oh.
We're hoping to get a tournament going and kind of lead up to right before Reach comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let us know whenever you post we'll it so we can plug it on our own site.
Yeah, we'll probably give away a few prizes.
Ooh, what kind of prizes are we giving away?
Point cards.
Am I eligible to win?
And maybe
give away cool things like beanbag chairs.
And maybe if we miraculously get a sponsor of some kind, we might even throw in a version of or a copy of Halo Reach.
Just do what I'm saying, does is email them and demand they give him a free beanbag chairs everywhere.
Yeah, we get a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
I think we have around $2,200 of sponsored stuff that we still have yet to give away.
Wow.
I wish we had a tenth of that.
We used to field our contest with just, you know, donated money from us. And then Insane came along and was like,
donate money through site hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Insane came along and he was just like, yeah, I'm going to call some people. And he did, and then things happened.
Yeah, I've gotten friends with a lot of people. That helps a lot.
Wow. Well, we're slowly making friends, but there are a lot of podcasting friends or friends with...
Right, there's only one Forge Hub.
Yeah. They come onto our really show in pity.
Like, oh, Forge Hub, that sounds catchy. Here, have...
Yeah, but we're kind of self-prophesying here on the little script for the end here. Thanks to everyone who contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out with bills, by donating, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show in iTunes or Zoom Marketplace.
We also have an RSS feed, don't we?
Yes. And so, with the site move, I finally got the site moved over.
Well, I mean, we obviously have an RSS feed.
And what's an XML feed? Change.
One of the two. What? I sure hope to hell we do.
Once the name servers get changed over, the new site will be faster, and hopefully I will be able to get some new stuff up and running.
Like Insane's new iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's faster.
It's awesome. Hey, Roach, have I mentioned I have an iPhone?
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, GamerTag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
We need to get some guys from Destructoid on the show. I mean, they're on our network. Aren't they kind of obliged to come on the show?
Well, we haven't had anyone from Uncle Gamer, have we? Or, well, maybe Fumo had someone on from Uncle Gamer. But I don't think we had anyone from the GCN Video Game Show. I mean, the only way I think we would have had people on from these other communities is through JBB. Because he has touched just about every single one of these.
Yeah, we need to get JBB on the show. I miss JBB.
I know, the whole GamerCast Network scene seems kind of nuanced now.
It no longer exists. It's like Latin. It's like a dead language.
The only thing that's there is it's just a common feed for everyone where you can just go and see everyone else's feed, and then they have the little sound bits. That's it. And there's no other community in the network. Just like, yeah, here are these other cool video game podcasts. You can easily find on iTunes.
Wait, are we on iTunes? Well, you guys?
Yes, we are on iTunes.
Will this be on iTunes, like,
yes,
later?
Yes, this will be on iTunes.
Interesting. That means Insane can listen to it on his new iPhone.
Yep.
Maybe.
Okay,
you know,
guys.
Roach, I'm going to text you, and it's going to cost you like a dollar, and it's going to be free for me. So there.
I hate you.
I just thought of a new prize I can send out to people.
Oh?
Something that no other website has. If you win one of our contests, I will send you a level 1 Skarmory to one of your Generation 4 Pokemon games.
You should give it a custom name.
Yeah, I'll give it a custom nickname that you can't change. Listen and assume that all of my Pokemon are my.
And yes, I know.
This is the reason we can't help Pokemon.
I just bleeped myself with that one too. So
yeah, that's your fault.
Oh, but you set that one up perfectly.
Man, we are so unfunny.
Okay, see you guys.
Thanks. All right. Later.
Goodbye.
This week on the GamerCast Network. How do we know when we're being marketed to or not? It's all about viral marketing on Achievement Junkie, episode 111. Podtacular discovers the creative side of Halo as they interview Forge Hub. Does anyone know where I put my hammer? Curious about the next Need for Speed game? The post-game report has the inside scoop. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.